Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. There's still no state budget on day 58 of the not-so-new fiscal year. The governor called top state lawmakers in for a chat yesterday, but they left in less than an hour, with no new plan to tackle the $19 billion deficit. Democrats have budged as far as they're willing to, says Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg.
We know that some cuts are necessary. We're willing to make them. But to cut beyond what is necessary, we don't think that's good for people. We don't think that's good for the economy. We've been very consistent.
Senate Minority Leader Dennis Hollingsworth says Republicans remain opposed to what he calls unsustainable levels of spending. It appears there's been some kind of political house cleaning on a scientific panel that advises the state on the health risks of everything from diesel dust to pesticides. Five of the nine panelists have been dismissed in recent weeks with no explanation. Amy Standen has more.
UCLA scientist John Froines, who has served on the panel since it was founded in 1983 and been chair since 1998, was one of the first to go. The email came from State Speaker of the Assembly, John Perez.
The letter says, please be advised that as of July 22, 2010, I have made a new appointment to the Scientific Review Panel on Toxic Air Contaminants.
Then this week, three more scientists received similar notices from California's Environmental Protection Agency. Paul Blanc, a professor of medicine at UCSF, is one of four remaining members. He says the situation brings Watergate to mind.
It's somewhat reminiscent of the Saturday Night Massacre, just in its timing and degree of removal.
Panel members have weighed in on several controversial scientific issues over the years. Most recently, Froines publicly criticized a state agency for its plans to approve a strawberry fumigant called methyl iodide, which the scientists said would endanger farm workers. In 1998, the panel concluded that diesel pollution is toxic to human health, a designation which has led to expensive new regulations on the trucking industry, among others. Froines says he's proud of the panel's long record.
What was really important about this panel was that it dealt with the science, and in my view, the integrity of this panel has been nothing short of impressive.
Both Cal EPA and Speaker Perez's office confirmed the removals, but did not offer explanations other than to say that the scientists' terms had ended and that they had not been recommended for reappointment. One group taking some credit for the dismissals is the Pacific Legal Foundation, a conservative group that has sued the state for allowing Froines and the other scientists to serve such long terms. In an email, attorney Damian Schiff called the dismissals, quote, a great victory for the regulated public. For the California Report, I'm Amy Standen.
California made history this week when it became the first state in the nation to pass legislation setting up a key component of the federal health reform law. If signed by Governor Schwarzenegger, the bills would establish a new independent state agency that would bargain with health insurers on behalf of consumers and make it easy for consumers to compare coverage plans online. Our health reporter Sarah Varney takes a closer look.
The modern American cereal aisle is a testament to the free market and unbridled consumer choice. All these towering boxes of smiling leprechauns, amped up bunnies, and glistening raisins. It seems like these cereal aisles grow taller and longer each week, and the choices become more and more infinite.
When there are too many choices that are too hard to compare, generally consumers sort of give up on trying to be real thoughtful about it.
If you're overwhelmed with cereal, try comparing health insurance plans, says Rick Curtis. He's president of the Institute for Health Policy Solutions, a nonpartisan research group. The federal health insurance law gives states wide latitude in setting up what amount to online health insurance stores. And the question is, how much help should states offer to shoppers? California lawmakers have chosen to set up a new state agency with considerable power to write the rules. Curtis says although the federal health reform law sets minimum benefits and caps out-of-pocket costs, the California Exchange would standardize the products for consumers even more.
It will make it easier for them to compare if it's an apples-to-apples comparison, that they don't have to figure out if the plans from Anthem have a $50 higher deductible and a 5% lower cost-sharing requirement for ambulatory services. And so how do I compare these things?
Instead, says Curtis and other health policy experts, Californians could shop for plans on a website based on cost, service, and quality, knowing that the products they're comparing are essentially identical. The bills passed this week would also give the independent board running the exchange broad authority to negotiate the price of the products sold in this new health insurance superstore. It's similar to the negotiating clout large employers have now when insurance carriers want to earn their business, says Anthony Wright, head of the consumer advocacy group Health Access.
That is not a power that individual consumers have. You know, right now, individuals are left all alone at the mercy of the insurers. But if the exchange can represent the several million Californians who will be getting covered to the exchange, they will be able to negotiate a much better deal.
Wright and legislative analysts estimate some 4 million people, including individuals and small businesses, could get coverage through the exchange when it opens in 2014. Not everyone is happy, though. Anthem Blue Cross, the largest provider of individual health insurance in California, strongly opposes the power given to the exchange's governing board. The company would not comment, but in a letter to state senators, warned consumers could end up with fewer choices. Still, many insurers see a chance to confront rising health care costs, which they say threaten their long-term viability. Mark Weideman is a vice president with the nonprofit carrier Blue Shield of California. He says insurers will have to disclose somewhat how much they're paying for medical care.
That information is going to be very helpful to consumers because I think people would be extremely surprised if they realized how much we're paying hospitals, how much we're paying physicians, how much we're paying drug companies.
Weideman and some health economists suspect, or perhaps hope, that consumers might choose a lower-cost hospital or physician if they're of equally good quality. That's still a long way off, though. The bills determining the future of California's insurance superstore are awaiting action on the governor's desk. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
That's the California Report for Friday, August 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Howard Gelman and Danny Bringer with Seal Muller. Our director is Nina Thorson. Our interns are Devin Katayama, Thomas Gorman, Kristen Torres, Aaron Ferguson, Catherine Tolentino, and Mike Anderson. The editor is Dan Brecky, with help this week from Jill Silvestri. The online editor is Gabriel Cohn. The producer is Victoria Maulione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of content security appliances and hosted security services, protecting more than 100,000 organizations worldwide. Reclaim your network, barracuda.com.